In a news release, Amazon says it plans to hire 1,000 employees for the two facilities, a robotics fulfillment center and a delivery station. But like the rest of the United States, Indiana companies claim they can't find enough workers. That's especially true in Elkhart County. It currently has an extremely low 2.4% unemployment rate, making it one of the tightest labor markets in northern Indiana. Amazon will likely draw workers from across Michiana, but all other WVPE listener counties have unemployment rates ranging from 2 to 5%, and Amazon's average starting wage of $18 an hour is less than what many Elkhart County RV companies are offering. So, what's the incentive for a worker to choose Amazon? Chris Steger is the CEO of Elkhart County's Economic Development Corporation. He says workers could be drawn to Amazon due to the benefits and more flexible scheduling. He specifically pointed to a generous parental leave allowance and Amazon's Career Choice Program, where the company will pay full college tuition for frontline employees.
Those types of benefits are a little more contemporary other places in the country.
And failing that, he says Amazon could just pay more.
Amazon is aware of what they're going to have to do to compete for labor.
Jeff Ray, the president and CEO of the South Bend Regional Chamber, agrees, calling it an issue of supply and demand.
They'll very quickly find out whether 18 is enough, and if it's not, they'll have to pay more.
But Michael Hicks disagrees. He's the director for the Center for Business and Economic Research at Ball State University, and he doesn't think Amazon will pay higher wages if it can't find employees. He expects labor market conditions will be similar in 2023, when the facility is projected to open. And if they are,
Amazon's not going to be able to hire people at $18 an hour, so they're just going to invest in automation, and so they'll end up with a 150-employee facility instead of a 1,000-one, because they'll claim labor shortage and just bring in an automated warehouse.
The wages of those workers will be higher, Hicks says, because they'll have more skills since they'll be working with and maintaining the automated systems. But it's a big drop from the original number. Steger says the county is excited about the project because of the automation. It correlates with other county initiatives, like the Advanced Automation Simulation Lab at the local Ivy Tech, and because it will bring economic diversity to Elkhart's economy, which is heavily focused on the RV industry. Hicks agrees that Amazon will be more stable in a recession, but he also says the Amazon facility doesn't address the long-term threats Elkhart County faces from automation.
Almost all of the jobs in the RV industry can be automated away entirely and will be automated away entirely sometime in the next decade or two.
And he says that's also true for jobs in the logistics industry.
So you bring in an Amazon warehouse, you don't do anything to your automation risk, you may actually worsen it.
Hicks also criticized the incentive package the county government offered Amazon. The company is getting a 10-year abatement on real estate property taxes, which means Amazon will pay 0% the first year, 10% the second year, 20% the third year, and so on. The county also plans to use the revenue from Amazon's personal property taxes to fund road reconstruction and utility connections. That's expected to cost about $15 million. Steger says Amazon was not offered anything out of the ordinary, and the county does more than a dozen similar transactions per year. But Hicks says that since the money is going to fund infrastructure for the project, it won't be going to local governments for schools and other services. And with unemployment this low, he says many of the workers Amazon will hire already live in the area and will be commuting into Elkhart County for work while living somewhere else, straining county infrastructure while not paying county taxes.
This sounds like a great deal until you do the arithmetic. And the arithmetic says there are the benefits that are flowing to the residents of Elkhart County are negligible. The benefits that are flowing to Amazon is huge.
When contacted for comment, Elkhart County Commissioner Susie Wyrick acknowledged in an email the likely hiring challenges Amazon may face and called it a national problem. But she also said the county will continue to attract a stronger workforce and retain great businesses because of Amazon. I also reached out to Amazon for an interview, but the company declined. Instead, Amazon spokesperson Andre Woodson sent an emailed statement saying the company is excited to be a part of the Elkhart community and create over 1,000 great jobs, with competitive pay and comprehensive benefits. Woodson also said that the company has created more than 20,000 jobs in Indiana since 2010, and hired more than 450,000 employees across the United States since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. And Hicks says he wishes Amazon luck in Elkhart County.
But I'm sure the RV guys are chuckling at the idea of being able to pick up that many workers.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jacob Lazaro.